Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on Staros Entertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning to my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We have a great show for you guys today. If you're in a cool animation show such as Droners, on Disney XD, we have some of the cast as well as director of Droners. Actually, it's kind of like part two because we had some of the cast a while back, and now we have back into the studio some more cast of Droners. If you want, stay tuned. Before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starosentertainment.tv. That's www.starosentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Also, if you just want to leave a little note or maybe a nice message, let us know you're out there. You could email me as well at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely cast of Droners on Disney XD, go to our Facebook page over on Staros Entertainment. And then if you really want to hit me up on socials, that's Tyrone Tan at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, TYRONETAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan official over on Instagram. And then last but not least, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Without further ado, we're just going to be bringing into the guests into the show, onto the show. I mean, normally we have my guest co-host of the hour, I'm going to take a little break, and I want to say thank you to all the lovely guests guest co-host of the hour that we've had on. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' support and just you being in here. It's always so fun. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to bring in the guest of the hour. It's going to be a jam-packed show. And here's a little thing for me, a little factoid. This particular person that's coming in, I haven't had her on in a while. She has been on the show before. She is an award-winning voice artist. She is a dear friend. Her family is dear friends of mine, and I got to see her grow up and blossom into this beautiful voice artist as well as human being. But she's going to be coming back along with some of her people of her show, Droners, as well as her director, which we didn't have on before. So what I'm going to do, normally my guest co-hosts will kind of introduce this, but I'm just going to bring them in. So because, she's pretty special to me, I think we bring her in on something like very Cinderella-esque, She's kind of like a princess in my eyes. So maybe I thought I'd bring her in like maybe on a Cinderella-esque carriage, and I think the rest of the her cast could come in as well, because they're kind of royalty, they're royalty to the royalty, so to speak. So I think I'm just going to bring them in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. They are here just before, just so you guys know, Droners, it's a cool animation series. It's on its second season on Disney XD, as well as some other platforms there. Her name is going to be Jet Walker. She plays the character of Corto. We're going to have the director on, Nico Garofalo, as well as one of the other talents, Tiana Camacho, coming into the studio. So what we're going to just do, we're going to open up the studio door, and then we're just going to bring them in on the Cinderella S carriage. So I guess on the count of three, which I will normally have my guest co-host do this, but I'm going to do this on my own. Here we go. On the count of three, one, two, and three. Here they come. Into the studio. Here they come. Coming in onto the Cinderella-esque carriage into the studio. Oh, hold on. They're stopping for fans. They're waving. There are people throwing roses at them. Oh, Jet Walker's stopping for autographs. She's stopping for some selfies. Oh, Nico. Oh, Nico. They're throwing roses at this guy. I don't know. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he's taken. I don't know. And then Tiana. I don't know. People throwing numbers at her, too. I don't know. She's stopping for selfies and autographs as well. Well, here they come. Into the studio, coming in off the Cinderella-esque carriage, Here they come into the studio. They are the cast and production team from the animated series Droners. We have award-winning voice artist Jet Walker, director Nico Garofalo, and voice talent Tiana Camacho. Here they come. Welcome, the cast and production team of Droners, to StarCenterInvent.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Again, we got Jet Walker, who is the one of the stars. Her name is who plays Corto. And then we have director Nico Garofalo, as well as one of the voice talents as well, Tiana Camacho, plays Hannah and miscellaneous other characters, correct?
Five other characters.
Awesome. Characters. Well, again, welcome to StarCenterInvent.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Jeez, Jet.
Hey.
Welcome back.
It's been a hot minute.
Well, thank you for coming back. I know we've been trying to arrange it for a while, because, I mean, the last time you were, I don't know, what is it, couple years ago?
Yeah, I want to say last time I was here was 2019.
Was before pandemic?
Yes.
Okay, before pandemic, and you got to bring some of your other cast members, and now you got to bring in your director, and then one of your other castmates. But before that, so since our guest co-host was not here, we normally do, you know, we're going to kind of fill this in really quick. We normally do some movie reviews. By any chance, have you guys seen any movies lately out in theaters or anything like that?
Not recently.
No? Okay, well, I'm going to do a quick movie review really quick. Okay. By any chance, have you guys seen the movie Creed 3?
No, but I really, really want to.
Okay.
Really badly, I really do.
All right, well, I'm going to do a quick review on that. Okay, so Creed 3, really quickly, thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, Creed 3, rated PG-13. Adonis has been thriving in both his career and family life, but when a childhood friend and former boxing prodigy resurfaces, the face-off is more than just a fight. Again, directed by Michael B. Jordan, starring Michael B. Jordan, Tessa Thompson, Jonathan Majors, Felicia Rashad, a plethora of great talent in here. I got to see it. Have you guys got to see any of the Creeds before?
I have.
No?
Yeah, I saw one and two.
You like movie two? Well, I got to see this last night, and I really, really enjoyed it. I think Michael B. Jordan did a really great job directing as well as acting in it. Jonathan Majors did awesome. I was compelled throughout the whole thing from start to finish. I liked the storyline. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend checking it out, especially if you could see it in the theater. Especially in Dolby, you could hear all those punches and everything like that. I highly recommend checking out Creed 3. It's out there. It's really well done, and I think it's number one at the box office right now. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Oh, neato. Okay.
Is that your kind of movie, Jet? What's your favorite kind of movies?
Favorite kind of movies? Oh goodness, I don't watch movies, but what? I guess my favorite one. I know it's not really a type, but I really like Rango. It's a great movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Rango's a pretty good movie.
Okay. Is that animated? That's the one with Johnny Depp, right?
Yes.
Are you more of a animation movie type fan, Nico, or are you more like live action?
I think it's both. Like, it depends. Like, I love animation and live action as well. So it just depends on kind of the mood I'm in that day. But either or.
How about yourself, Tiana?
Well, for me, I just have a very deep appreciation for cinema, especially art house cinema. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of animation that kind of toes that line a little bit that I really, really like, especially animation from other countries. Like, I really love work by this French director, Michel Ocelot, who did the Kirikou movie series, which is very, very popular in France, for instance. But I love all cinema, but like animation to me, as someone that works in it doing voiceover, is something I am quite passionate about. And it's like Guillermo del Toro said, it's not a genre, it's a medium.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a bit of a shift in how animation is perceived in, just the general public eye.
Yeah, well,
I think that's a great thing.
That's awesome. Well, again, so I highly recommend checking out Creed 3. And speaking of animation, let's talk about your guys' show. But before that, we want to get the audience to get to know you guys, if not already, but maybe get to know you even more. And if for those that missed the show with Jet Walker, now she's come back, so we could talk a little bit more about her or touch, you know, refresh the minds of the people out there a little bit about you guys. So really quickly, I don't know, Nico or Tiana, if you got the memo, the memo, you know, it's a really hard hitting question that we start off with. Jet Walker should have kind of told you about this, but you know, we're gonna bring it back. So, Jet Walker, we're gonna start off with you with this hard hitting question. Were you born and raised?
I was born in Miami, Florida, raised in Southern California in Los Angeles. And now I am currently residing in Boca Raton, Florida for school.
Awesome. And Nico Garofalo, director of Droners. Where are you born and raised?
I was born in Carlsbad and went to school in San Francisco and then came down to L.A. California all the day.
Last but not least, Tiana Camacho, who plays the character of Hannah and miscellaneous other voices of the, in the cast of Droners. Where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow.
Specifically Coney Island. I grew up on 19th Street between Neptune and Mermaid. And I stayed there until I was 19. Then we moved to Queens. Then I went upstate for school and then moved out here.
Awesome. Now, I've asked this question before again, but for the audience that maybe is just tuning in for the first time. Did you know growing up, Jet Walker, that you always wanted to be a voice artist or in the entertainment industry?
Absolutely. I've always loved to entertain ever since I was a... little tyke. I grew up in my dad's studio watching him do what he did best, doing voiceover. I had this app on my iPad that was very, very sticky because, you know, I was a kid. And I used this app called Toontastic where I was able to animate my own cartoons and I could voice them all. And that's basically when my voiceover career took off because my mom shared all those videos with her friends and my friends and a family friend of ours was like, let's get this kid in voiceover. So I started getting lessons, formal training, got into an agency and started doing work.
Wow. I mean, well, first off, I want to give a shout out to your wonderful parents who I freaking love and adore. Mo Fitzgibbons and Robert Walker.
Yes.
Is that correct? Right. Robert Walker, who's a very respected person in the radio as well as in producing music, correct?
Yes.
And then your mom was who's a hard kicking butt producer in the film industry, right? So I want to say what's up to you guys. There's my little plug to the Jet Walker Fitzgibbons family.
Yeah.
So what about yourself now, Nico Garofalo? Did you know growing up you always wanted to be a director in general or director of animation or just director overall?
No, I really didn't. I always had a love of stories, but I didn't realize it would take me kind of into animation and kind of fell into it, but love it. Like, wouldn't change anything.
Mm. Tiana Camacho, what was there? You don't want, you can put that mic up a little bit.
Yeah, let me just
angle it up really. There,
there we go.
Yeah. Did you know growing up you always wanted to be a voice artist? Or
Yeah. Oh, really? Absolutely. I was a hyper literate kid when I was really little because, Coney Island's not an easy place to grow up, and she kind of wanted me to find a way out of it. So she was very adamant on teaching me to read and write at like 2.5.
And when you say she, you mean your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I ended up reading everything. I don't think I've ever known a time where I wasn't able to. And at the ends of all the cartoons I'd watch, I'd actually read the credits.
Oh, wow.
So I had to be like 6, 7 years old reading the credits and then recognizing names to voices and then kind of putting it together in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, wait, there's like 5 people doing this in all of the shows. That's so cool. And like I put other stuff on the back burner because, you got to survive. You got to have your survival job. And I figured, let me not do that. But after a while, it was like, this is the only thing I want to do.
Wow.
So, yeah, I knew I wanted to be a voice actor when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
Wow. And then obviously, Jet, you started off young. But, she was talking about, Tiana was talking about the kind of cartoons she used to watch. Was there certain kind of cartoons or shows that you used to watch that kind of inspired you or any voice artist in general, aside from my parents or your dad?
Oh, yeah. Peanuts. That was my jam. SpongeBob was my jam.
Okay.
Rocko's Modern Life was my jam. I loved old Nickelodeon and stuff like that. Ren and Stimpy, just really hyper animated, intense, vivid, cartoony zaniness.
Wow. And was there one particular voice artist that inspired you? Or like that you could recall that was like, you know what, that person I kind of want to be like?
I really like Debbie Derryberry.
Okay.
She's a pretty awesome lady. She did a lot of younger boys, and I thought that was pretty cool since I had that same rasp. And I still do. It's never really gone away. I could easily pass as a scruffy 10-year-old boy, and I live for that.
Can you give a sample of your scruffy
mood,
scruffy type of voice? Go on. So,
well, let's see. I was out in the schoolyard, and there's a kid named Timmy. And little Timmy, he came up to me, and he sucker punched me right in the jaw, and it hurt really bad.
That's awesome. Now, what about yourself, director Nico Garofalo? Any chance related to Janine Garofalo or no?
No, I get that a lot. No.
You never know. But you get just I don't have many people with Garofalo name.
Same,
but did you? Who was your inspirations as a director?
I think Charlie Adler.
Okay.
Because I got to be in the room with him and watch him work with actors, and I just was like a sponge and tried to absorb as much as I could. And not only that, is like I grew up watching Charlie doing like Mr. and Mrs. Big Head and Rocco's Modern Life, or pretty much the entire cast of Cow and Chicken?
Yeah, Cow and Chicken.
Thank you. And so, yeah, he was a big inspiration to me. Yeah.
And then last but not least, Tiana Camacho, who are your inspirations as a voice artist?
Yo, that's hard. That's hard. I watched a lot of cartoons when I was a kid. I have my top three.
Okay.
My top three are Cree Summer, obviously. Tress MacNeille.
Okay.
Because she sort of had the same register I did, but her range was sort of all over the place and she could fit anywhere. And Cree for owning herself and her rasp and her register, and really just always putting out a great acting performance and being truthful. And I love everything she does. And my other one was actually Mary Kay Bergman, because every time she was on a show, I always had trouble figuring out it was her. So it kind of became a game, like, all right, there's this voice here and I can't place it. And 9 times out of 10, because her range was so expansive, it was her. And that's just how good she was. She would just disappear into a role and live it amazingly.
Wow. Now, have you by any chance got to meet any of your people that you admired so far?
I've met a lot of people I admire. They aren't my top three, but I'm friends with people that whose craft I absolutely love and admire, and I'm very lucky to have very talented friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them is Jet Walker that I know.
Obviously. Oh, shucks.
Now, Jet, I mean, I know your family's been in the industry for many years and around the voice artists people. Have you gotten to meet any of your quote-unquote idols in the voice work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting here with Tiana, so.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. There we go.
Buttering each other up here.
Sweet.
Oh, man.
As you mentioned, the one person that, forgive me one more time.
Debbie Derrick. Yeah, actually, I've done workshops with her, one-on-one lessons with her. Sometimes just spend time with her. She's a really cool lady. Also, I've done a couple workshops with Tara Strong.
Yeah.
She is an absolute, like, insane presence in the voiceover world. I love her voice. She's helped me like hone in on the more feminine side of my voice, since I kind of sit in this androgynous range. It's kind of opened the doors for new jobs, new gigs, and stuff like that.
So can you, for those that maybe just listening for the first time that don't know what you mean when you say, you know, I don't know, you said you have a unique voice, so to speak. It's like, it's kind of like a raspy esque. Yeah. But when you just said she helps you get to your feminine side, what's an example of that for people that maybe can visually see you right now?
This would be an example of my feminine voice. Very smooth, buttery, like rich chocolate, but also not too deep.
Okay, there you go. Now, as a director, Nico, like, how is it? What is your, you know, kind of like position? Because directing is, do you find it similar to directing like films versus in animation world, or is it different for you?
I think it's a little different. I didn't do too much directing in film other than in college, but I think with animation, it's everything has to be conveyed through the voice, because we're not seeing their face. And these two make my job very easy. I don't even have to be in the room. They could do it.
Oh, thank you. That's kind.
So I think very, at least for me, different from the on-set I did. And I enjoy it quite a lot more than the on-set work I did. I find animation is just, there's just light joy every time I'm in the room with any of my voice actors. And most of them are my friends, so it's getting to play pretend with big kids all day.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, they pay me, which is great.
So in the casting process, again, for those that are unfamiliar with this world of, you know, auditioning. So as a director, let's say you're casting the show, Droners, which we're going to talk about. So let's say when someone like Jet or Tiana are coming in audition, they're given like a photo or a cartoon animation picture of them, correct?
Usually, hopefully, yeah, they'll get a little, the side will include a photo and then a little short description and a few lines for them to go through.
And then so they come in, you don't physically see them, and then you just have them record themselves, so to speak. Back in the day when they actually came in, now they do a lot of things, virtual now? Is it just for you picking out what you visually hear or see that matches the cartoon?
Yeah, so usually what I do is I always try to look at the picture and then I'll listen to the voice and see if that voice essentially matches the picture for me. And that's usually the way I go, and it's very helpful for me to find that voice that's going to bring that animation to life.
And were you in the process casting Jet, or were you after?
I came in after, so Jet, yeah, I did not get to cast Jet, but she is phenomenal, and I'm sure if I did have that chance, I would cast you in a moment.
I got excited for a second. I was like, oh my God, the lore behind my selection. I was like, oh.
How about Tiana? Were you in the process of casting Tiana, or not yet?
I did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because Tiana not only plays, we have Hannah, Max, she plays like five or
Hold
six.
Hold on, I'm going to count them.
Yeah.
We got Hannah, Max, Debbie, Sachi. Laurel, Sachi.
Mama Kiki.
Mama Kiki, that's six.
Yeah, I think that's at least right
off
the top.
Is that all of them?
Well, really quickly, since you're naming them off, do you mind saying maybe a quick sentence of each person just so the audience can kind of just get an idea of how versatile you can be?
Okay, well.
So these are characters from the show Droners, which is on Disney XD.
If we're going to go through voices, because I don't have text in front of me, and I could just read this water bottle.
Okay.
So for Hannah, I decided to take Hannah differently because her motif is ancient Egypt, and she's kind of got like that whole thing going on. And she's kind of mean all the time. So I was like, she sounds catty. And I'm like, wait a minute, cat. So I was like, if I maybe place her up here where there's a bit of a purr, and it feels almost like there's still that texture that I naturally have, but I place it in a different area where it's like a cat kind of like smelling something disgusting. Okay. You know, like when they go to a litter box, they're like,
okay.
So I figured I'm just going to place her here because it evokes a cat for some reason for me. And then, should I tell the whole thing with Debbie about the, okay. So with Debbie, they wanted to do a valley girl, and I was immediately like, no. Don't do that because I just felt like it kind of wasn't relevant since like 1998. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's do something different with her. So I thought about, she's very hip hop and she's really cute and super, super hip hop. She's got like, you know, her old thing going on. And that was her thing, is like she was like on a little like DJ hip hop sort of like kind of team. So I was like, what if I took a bit of Nicki Minaj and what if I took a little bit of Cardi B and mixed them together? So, you know, Nicki Minaj is kind of in this register, you know, and like she's just kind of like really nasally when she talks a lot. And, you know, and then she's got that accent. And I naturally have that accent because I'm from the area. Because for background, I was raised in Brooklyn, but my dad's actually from the Bronx. And I would go over there on the weekends and we'd pick up bits of the accent. So I was like, okay, so I'm just going to make it sound like as Bronx as possible, and I'm going to make it talk like really, 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 really fast.
Wow.
And I figured, let me combine those two into one character. So it's very much Nicki Minaj register Cardi B sort of attitude, you know? She's got kind of like the Cardi B swagger and the attitude and the rapid fire speaking. Also, you know, as someone who's Afro-Latina, I also wanted to recognize Game with another Afro-Latina artist that I really, really admire, and that's definitely her for me. And then with Laurel,
for Laurel, I just placed her all the way up here, and I gave her a British accent because I figured if she's all the way up here, she's probably not going to project a lot. So I was able to do that because she's a little bit more shy. Oh, sorry, I bumped the mic a little bit. But you know, she's a bit more shy, so I just put her all the way up here.
And two of my exes were British, so I was able to just stay in that accent for hours and hours and not like have to worry about it. And then, God, what was the other one I had? oh, Max. Max is just my normal voice because we ran out of voices. And they also didn't want to. So I was like, well, that's it. All right, there. I got this one. I got this one. You got like two accents. A bunch of reds. That's all I can give you. Sorry. But then for Mama Kiki. Or like, well, I guess I'm this one too. Okay, I got to think of something. All right, there we go.
So for Mama Kiki, I placed her all the way in my teeth because the thing about old people is that old people, when people think of old people, they tend to think, oh, well, they lost all their teeth. They sound all gummy and gross, but that's not really the case. What's really happening 9 times out of 10 is that they have dentures and they're over-reliant on the alveolar ridge in order to speak. So if you speak into that ridge a little bit and you add a bit of texture and elongate certain things, you're going to sound like an old woman, you know. It was just one of those things that would happen, you know.
And then, who else am I? Wow. Sachi! For Sachi, Sachi's a very tall, sort of like a masculine-looking female character, very broad, so I decided I'm actually going to push into my chest for this and make it work. And not have to put an accent on it because I've done that for all of the other characters. So I really had to like pull from all of my range and put accents on a bunch of characters in order to make it work. And it did. So I'm pleased as punch.
Wow.
He's happy. Yep. The client's happy. I'm happy. I could take a nap.
That's
it's
awesome.
All good.
And Jet Walker, award winning, might I add, award winning voice artist. Do you not like the. I love applauding you about that because I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
And I got to see you get that award that year, and it was just awesome. But tell Lonzo a little bit about that award. What did you win for those that don't know?
Oh, I won Best Promo Voice in 2018 for Universal Kids. I was nominated in 2021.
Hey.
For Best Animation, and that was pretty cool. It was for Best Animation. Was it also Best Promo?
Whatever you won, I mean, I was very excited for you.
I'm sorry, I'm just like digging all these memories out of the crevasses of my brain because all I'm thinking about is 6/4 and inversion chords because I'm a music major and I'm tired.
That's okay.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Well, and since Tiana got the exercise showcase a little bit of her voice, for those that have not seen Droners, which is on Disney XD, give an example of what your character is and you know what your voice of Droners, and we'll talk more about it after this break.
Okay, well, my name is Cordo, and I am attempting to save my island, Nui, from sinking into the depths of the ocean. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get my buddy Oro and Anki and Mouse, and we're going to win all these races for the sake of my island. Oro, drum load!
Whoa, there you go. Well,
neato.
On that note, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have you introduce the song. We're going to cut to a music break, and then we're coming back with the cast and production team of Droners, which is on Disney XD, as well as TCI and some other platforms, I believe. But what we're going to do, I'm going to have you introduce the song. Jed, I'm going to hand this to you. Hold on.
Here you go.
So what you're going to do, you're going to introduce that song. My guest co-host is off, so we're going to have you introduce this song, if you don't mind. And then we're going to come back with, again, Jed Walker, Nick Nico Garofalo and Tiana Camacho, again, on Droners from Droners XD. So you want to introduce the song?
Yes. Now playing Over You Now by Jade Patiere.
Close,
Jade
Patiere.
Jade Patiere.
Yeah, that's great. Well, actually, it's close. Closer than, you know, but you want to do that again? More of that?
I'm literate. Let's do this. Now playing Over You Now by Jade Patiere.
Yeah, Patiere. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
Okay,
yeah, that's okay. We got it. Yeah, so Jade Patiere, again, she was a guest on the show. So again, it's Over You Now by Jade Patiere. And then we're going to be back again with the cast and production team of Droners, which is on Disney XD, Jet Walker, Nico Garofalo, and Tiana Camacho. Again, here is Over You Now by Jade Patiere, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Mm-hmm. I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car. They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental. Playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary. Cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repair. I'm done, worn out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm done. What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Or if you really like that song, check her out on, you know, she's on Spotify, on social medias, Jade Pateri, JadePateri. So again, that's Jade Pateri. Check her out over there on in the music world. She was a great guest as well as a great singer. And I'd like to support a lot of our guests. So again, that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. So we are back here, back on the show with my guest of the hour, my dear friend, award-winning voice artist, Jet Walker.
That's me.
We have director Nico Garofalo and voice artist Tiana Camacho.
What's good?
From the animated series Droners, which is back on season 2, again on Disney XD and more. Do you know when it comes back?
No, they keep us in the dark a little bit on that. Yeah,
but you could check out season 1 on Disney XD and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Okay. So you're back. So let's talk about Droners. Tell the audience that has not seen it. Tell the audience a little bit what it's about and maybe what's in store for season 2. Or can you talk about that?
Right on. So, okay, let's do this. So They are, the characters are delivery droners, and the exposition is like this very tropical ocean-based world called Terra Aqua, and there are delivery droners, and they also compete in races and also duels, so it's like Planes meets Beyblades. It's really cool. And so Cordo, the main protagonist, and
just your character,
yes, and Enki, the engineer, also called the engineered, and the mechanics, Mouse, their little team called the Tikis, they are trying to win in order to save their island, their home, from sinking into the ocean. So I believe when they win these races, they get like monetary legal tender. They get stuff to save it. Or
yeah, well, they're kind of all vying. There's an internship that you can kind of get with whales. So you have like Hannah.
That's right.
Yeah, comes from a different island that is, like we kind of said, is Egyptian themed, and so all these kids all have the basic kind of setup where you have the engine nerd and your mechanics, and they're all coming from different islands, and they all have needs, and they're hoping that they can win this, you know, prestigious internship, and Whale will help them out, like with Jet's case, saving her island, and other cases, you know, fixing their energy sources and things of kind of that nature. Yeah.
Awesome. And then for you, the second season, so were you part of the first season as well, Nico, or did you come into the second?
I was actually part of first season. They brought me in, I think it was after the first episode was recorded, and I did predominantly almost all of season one with these guys. And yeah, and we became, I already had some friends that were on the show, and then I got more new friends with Tiana and Jet, and so yeah, it's been amazing.
Awesome. Well, it's also exciting the fact that we had a lot of the cast on from season one. Are any of those cast back on to season two?
Yeah, pretty much almost everyone.
Awesome. Is it exciting for you to know that you got a season two? Because sometimes you don't, you know, you never know. So
no, it was very exciting. Because I think especially in this day and age, a season two is a precious thing. So I was very excited to get the call and that they wanted me to come back and be a part of it. And I get to work with all these wonderful people again. Yeah.
Wow. And then for Tiana, how is it like? It's just a hard-hitting question. Next one.
Oh, how's it
like working with the Jet Walker?
Honestly, we're usually recording separately. But when the scenes all come together and when everything's coalescing and you have Jet's performance with my performance and the rest of the cast, it all sounds amazing.
Well, because it's interesting because when I had a lot of the cast from the last season, from season one, a lot of them had met in the studio here. They were recording.
Because we're all recording separately,
So when did you get to finally meet Jet Walker and vice versa?
We met, it was actually, I think, at the rap party.
It was the rap party.
We went to a rap party at Pinocchio's, and I was like, you're cool.
Yes. We talked about Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. The whole time.
I am super goth when I don't look like a school marm. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, we were just talking about music and stuff. Yeah. And I got to meet the rest of the cast. Got to meet OG and Bill was there and everybody else was there. It was nice.
Now, did you physically get to see them at all during the process? Or is it you just physically saw them Zooms?
Saw them for the first time and
so
met them. Did
you even know what Jet looked like? Did you even know what Jet looked like or anyone else?
I kind of did in passing.
Okay.
But I figured, oh, you must be Jet because I'm on the internet a lot, which I should probably stop doing. But I mean, yeah, man, doom scrolling, don't do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's you know, it was my first time meeting everyone. Everyone was really cool. And the cast is just full of wonderful people. And I feel very privileged to be a part of it.
And what was your impression of Tiana Jet Walker when you got to meet Tiana?
She was super, well, is, not one, is. You never became uncool. I thought you were super cool. I really liked your voice. When I in its natural state when you weren't, acting, I was like, she's got a cool voice. And
Thank you.
A super spunky personality. I vibe with this chick. She's awesome.
Thank you. That's kind. Yeah. That's very sweet.
Well, so far, all the cast members that I got to interview here all seem to really enjoy and love each other.
Yeah.
And it's cool because you don't get to see a lot of that love and warmth from a lot of cast. And you guys had a really good chemistry. That's cool to have you here. And then now the director, I could see, because obviously, you know, you're the leadership, so to speak, in the group. And so they all have to kind of look up to you in some way. And for you, so obviously you have to have some kind of respect level from all of them for them to be able to be this kind of unified sense of camaraderie as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a mutual respect. My biggest thing is it's a collaborative process. So I think trying to make sure that everyone knows that, and I think preface anytime I'm working with someone new that if there's anything they want to try or is there something that they're not happy with, we'll always go back. Because I think having, like you kind of mentioned, that mutual respect goes a long way to create, I think, something that's amazing. And I also love the fact about having that respect. I think gives you guys the feel to take a chance and experiment with something, because we're all in a safe environment. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, now, can you give an audience an example? So let's say they're recording right now, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're doing a scene. Like, how, as a director, would you direct them, so to speak, in the animation world? So let's say she's doing something, I don't know, say something to Jet, and then you kind of give a direction.
Nutrition facts. One serving per container. Serving size, one bottle, 500 milliliters. Calories per serving, zero.
So that one, we might come in depending on, especially if we're matching sync. But I would mention maybe not to lose so much maybe energy on zero, and maybe let's slow it down a little bit and enunciate all the words. And it's just depending. Most of these guys, I said, are really smart, and most of the time it's just small, minute changes that I'll do. And when they need it, I'll give them preface for the scene. But as I said, most of the time they don't even need me in the room.
You wouldn't want to say that because they still got to cut your check. No, that's awesome. Yeah. And then as talent putting you on the spot, Nico, what is it like working with Nico Garofalo? Let's go with Tiana first.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. This man will let me get away with nearly any character choice I want to make. And it makes for a funner collaborative process. He completely understands that this is collaborative. We're all working together to tell a story and to make something. And I feel like that's something that, you know, it's not... Like, I work pretty often, but it's different to work with someone that's very much like, we are a team and we're all doing this together, and I got to make an environment so that we all feel very comfortable working. And, you know, I'm very happy that we have directors like Nico. You know, they just let us, if we have ideas, you know, I mean, we're actors. We come in with a rough idea of, like, how things should sound, but, like, instinctively, he just lets us do what we need to, and, you know, he'll step in if there's like, okay, well, we need to add a flap here, we got to add something, lengthen it, shorten it, let's try this other thing and make it sound more whatever. But he just really fine tunes what everyone brings to the table and makes it work cohesively, and I think that's absolutely excellent.
Wow. And award-winning artist, Jet Walker. What do you feel about working with Nico Garofalo?
You're so sweet, Tyrone. Well, I don't mean to regurgitate what Tiana said, but what she said was also like incredibly based, and also was 100% feeling that Nico just creates that creative environment conducive to collaboration, and it is a coalescing of creativity. Like, sometimes I will come in with suggestions for tweaks to the script itself. Like, hey, I think maybe this word would work better there. And he'd be like, you're so smart, Jet. This is why you're in college. And I'm like, I'm studying music. I can't read anything other than dots on a paper.
Wow. Well, listen, I really, it's exciting to see you guys just obviously together, and then being able to just to see the dynamics of your personalities and just your... You know, just the respect for each other. So, which is why I think that translates onto to the screen, so to speak, as in the work. So, obviously, it's Droner season 2. Nico, maybe you could tell the audience what to expect. Maybe why they should tune in for this next new season.
Well, I think the stakes get even bigger in season 2.
Are bigger and better,
and we have more characters, and I think the races get crazier. And yeah. I think it's just, if you like season 1 at all, then you're going to want to come back for season 2 because it's bigger and better.
And so I hear, so there's a lot of like spaceships and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, so most of the kids, yeah, they'll have their paddles and they'll be flying these drones, and these drones will be competing in, as I said, sometimes races where everyone, and sometimes where it's a dual head-to-head kind of stuff. So it just depends.
So if you ever need a kid that goes, red five, standing by, you get that? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
I just want to be, red five, standing by.
We got it, Tyrone, you're good, yeah.
No, I'm teasing. So they can check it out. It's Droners. Season one is out, and season two is coming on Disney XD. Yeah. And that's pretty awesome. And seriously, congratulations on this. Obviously, this show, it's inspiring that you guys are here. The show is ultimately about inspiring others. And Jet, you've given such great words of wisdom before. And now a more mature Jet. Jet now in college. Oh, do you mind saying what college you're at?
Yeah, I go to Florida Atlantic University.
And what's your major?
Music performance.
Wow.
I play the saxophone.
And how's it going for you in college? Because I was, since I've known you, I think I've known you since junior high school, now college.
Yeah. Well, you asked me how it's going. I'm actually changing majors.
Oh.
I'm changing to computer engineering because I'm a nerd and I want to peck away at code for a living.
Wow, that's wait, that's awesome. But you're loving college.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I love marching band. I love all the ensembles I'm in music-wise. I just think it's great, and it's really nice to meet passionate, inclined people. Because, in high school, we're still young, we're still figuring out what we want to do, but when you're in college, there are people that are 100% sure about what their place is in the world, and it's nice to live among like-minded people.
Wow. Well, again, on that note, you have given such great words of wisdom before, but now as a more adult Jet Walker, what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, I would say that just be patient. There were many times in my teen, I am still a teen because I'm 19, but it's also that weird crossing of the threshold between proper adulthood and childhood. But I would just say that know that there are better things awaiting you. It's really easy to lose hope. I know I sure did. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I feel so lost. Sometimes all you can do is wait. There are an innumerable amount of things that you can learn, that you can have the initiative to gain knowledge of, but there are just some things that only time can teach you.
Well, it's what's funny. I'd like to combine all your different answers for this question from all throughout the years, because they've all have matured in a different ways, which is kind of cool. I'm so proud of you, seriously.
Thank you.
I know you may think you're lost or anything like that, but I always believed in you, and I always know that you're always going to be successful, and you are successful in my eyes, and I literally believed in you from day one. So
thank
just
you.
So you know.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And piggybacking on that, Nico Garofalo, director of Droners, can you tell the audience maybe what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do, maybe the director, or just follow their dreams in general?
I think it's almost a little echoing kind of what Jet said, and it's I think it's taking peace in the knowledge that the universe is unfolding as it should. So have perseverance in what you're doing, even no matter how many times you get told no, just keep at it, especially if you're passionate about it. It'll come to work out. Yeah.
You're a very Captain Kirk-y type of persona. It's all gonna work out. Spock, punch it. in a good way. You're very calm. It's a very, very calm statement there. In a good way, very positive. It reminded me of Captain Kirk. We're gonna warp speed ahead, guys.
I appreciate it. I'm a huge Trekkie, so that's a great compliment for me.
Awesome. And then last but not least, the voice of Hannah and many other characters on Droners, Tiana Camacho. What inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
I'm about to be real deep in a second. There were a lot of times where I wasn't trying to do this. I initially thought, it's best to do what I need to do to survive, and went into nursing and then culinary and all these other things. And as someone that is a little bit older and wiser than the person I used to be, my biggest regret personally is not going for what I knew I wanted, and instead falling into the trap of doing what was safe for the sake of my survival. A lot of people don't seem to realize that if you're in the middle of a recession, you can lose the job that you don't even want to be at. Like, well, here's my survival job that I went into for the sole purpose of, like, paying my bills, and now I just lost it. If that could happen to anybody, mm-hmm. and it has, and it happens to a lot of people, that literally just means you have nothing to lose. If you know that you want something, do it. I prioritized a lot of listening to the wrong people and not doing what I wanted to do and not listening to my gut and not telling people no and not setting boundaries I needed to focus on the things I wanted to, and a lot of people telling me no. And I really truly believe that if I just believed in myself earlier, I probably would have been a lot more successful maybe like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It was when I got into my head and I started doubting myself and listening to myself that I said, maybe I shouldn't do this, that I decided, you know what, whatever, I'm gonna do what I want to, but I could have spent all that time doing what I already knew I wanted to do. So if this is something that you already know in your heart you want to do, you're not unsure about it, you're not like, maybe I should try this. If at any point you're like, maybe I should go for it, then you already know you don't want it. If you know for sure that you want something, do not let anyone tell you no. Because the fact that you want it means you're aligned to it. And it's better to be with something that aligns with you as a person, that brings you joy, and that you can probably make some money at, than something that's just gonna fall apart that you're not even passionate about.
Wow.
You know? So that's my thing.
On the next 60 minutes, we're gonna. That's pretty, that was pretty deep. That's, you know, thank awesome. You. And I'm sure a lot of people are gonna relate to that from around the world, because there's so many people that dream to be what you guys are at. So it's very exciting just to know what you guys are doing. And I'm just excited that you guys are the voices that get to do this, and you guys have the kind of personas and personalities that you have, very positive and very good people. So I wish you guys nothing but the best of thank luck you. On all this, Droners.
I'd love for them to do a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Really quick, yeah, we got maybe like a minute or so. Can you do a quick shout out to whatever you guys want?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my fellow castmates. I'd like to give a shout out to my director. I'd like to give a shout out to Chouette in France, Supermonks. Sylvain Dos Santos, the creator of the show, super creative, talented person. I think that's it.
Okay, any shout outs really quick, Nico?
I just want to shout out, the rest of the cast that couldn't be here today. I love working with them, and these two girls that are here as well.
Last but not least, Tiana?
I would like to give a shout out, just echoing Jet's sentiment, to the creator of the show, to anyone involved in the production of Droners. I absolutely love this world, and I love playing in it, and I love the arc that Anna has throughout the first season, and all the stuff that happens in the second. And I am also want to give a shout out to my fans, to people that support me, and that's it for right now. So thank you to all of my castmates and all of the members and production of Droners. Thank you for having us.
And I think we just all of Cyber Group that made this
possible. All of Cyber Group, yeah.
Yes.
Well, guys, I want to say best of luck with everything. Thank you again, Jet Walker. You know I adore you. I love you so much, and love your family. Wish them the best for me. Nico, man, I love you too, my man. and Tiana, and all your cast, you guys, all the cast that are not here that missed it or were on here before, you guys are all awesome. I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck on this show. Again, that's Droners Season 2 coming on Disney XD. If you want, catch up on Droners Season 1. And again, God bless you guys all. Thank you guys all again. And you guys are always welcome back. And I'd like to thank all you guys for tuning in. And I'd like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.